Very warm to hot temperatures will occur across the Midwest as we go forward through the next several days, and then we'll see some cooling take place next week, which will feel like air conditioning. We're expecting to see high humidity occur along with the warm temperatures eventually, but low humidity will occur initially. We're expecting to see temperatures today just like those of yesterday, where we got into some lower 90s across a part of the Midwest. The warmest weather today will probably be in southern parts of the region, mostly along and to the south of a line from northeast Kansas to northern portions of Ohio, mostly 80s in that region. We'll see 60s and 70s further to the north, but the temperatures will turn warmer as we move into Saturday and Sunday, and those 2 days we'll likely see 80 and lower to a few middle 90s occurring across much of the Midwest. Some upper 90s will be possible on Sunday and Monday, just before the cooler air starts to debut into the region. We'll look for low temperatures at night to settle back into the range of mostly 60s across the region as we go through the weekend. And then we'll see some cooler conditions occur as we get into next week, with low temperatures slipping back into some upper 40 and 50 degree readings. There might even be a couple of upper 30s up there in the northwesternmost corner of the region. Well, anytime we get temperatures to contrast like that, we'll likely see a good chance for showers and some thunderstorms to occur, and we're going to see that. In fact, we may see a few showers occur here over the day today and into the night tonight as a very weak low-pressure system passes through the region. This will likely drag a few showers, maybe producing upwards to half inch of moisture, very random along the frontal boundary, but it will pass from west to east across the region. We saw some rain this morning in the western parts of the Corn Belt, and we'll see that shifting eastward as time moves along. The most significant precipitation event, though, over the next week will likely come in two pieces. One will be in the northwestern Corn Belt as we go through the weekend itself. The low-pressure system developing in Nebraska will lift northward, likely bringing widespread rain into the northern plains, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and some immediate neighboring areas. The precipitation will be heaviest, though, in Canada and Montana, and we probably won't see a lot of substantial amounts in the northern parts of the Midwest. The frontal boundary, the trails to the south of this low-pressure system, will then march from west to east across the Midwest as we go from Monday into Wednesday. Some showers and thunderstorms will accompany the frontal boundary, but it won't have a tremendous amount of support for strong thunderstorms, and for that reason, rainfall should stay relatively light. The frontal boundary will likely become stationary across the central plains as we move into the middle part of next week, and a new low-pressure center will likely develop in that region on the tail end of the front. And that will become the next significant rain event for the region. It will march from west to east across the area and will likely produce anywhere from a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, something locally more. So as we go through the next full week, we're likely to see a good mix of very warm temperatures, a couple waves of precipitation, and then some cooler conditions. Nothing in the way of threatening coolness, by the way, but the moisture and the cooler conditions will likely provide sufficient relief after the very warm weather this weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.